Today at Kwadinam. Today is December 6th, Sunday here, on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. We have a pilgrim here from Texas who has been listening to Today at Kwadinam and merging with Shiva the daily lessons. He's an engineer, middle-aged gentleman, married. He said, "Here I am. I've come on pilgrimage. I was so inspired with listening to you, Gurudeva, give these daily talks and reading Merging with Shiva. Couldn't help myself. I just got on an airplane and I'm here for 3 days walking the beautiful land, finding his inner self." We're all here on earth to find our inner self. We all know that there's enough of our outer self. It's in abundance. Television, cement jungles, homes in disarray, contention, argument, deception. This does not occur within nature. And our 51 acres here at Kwadinam is all nature. We live in a jungle, we're growing a jungle. And in the jungle you can find no deception. You can find no argument. One tree does not argue with another tree. You can sense Shiva's ever-present, all-pervading force in plants, animals, birds, here and there and everywhere. If you were to look to find and try to find a place where Shiva isn't, it would be impossible. Lots of wind and rain today. We had a beautiful fire puja to create the foundation of Iravan Temple, and each time we hold this ceremony, it rains. Now Team Thundernada is transferred to our Pillar Kulam, which is the kulam for raising funds and for the careful expenditure of those funds. And a very important day too, because Surya Kumar and Ford Graphics yesterday each sent $25,000, $50,000 and all toward the foundation of Iravan Temple, and we're halfway there in cash. A few more $25,000 checks and boom, done. The foundation of Iravan Temple will be poured. A 3-foot slab, about 100 feet long and about 40 or 50 feet wide. Think of it. 100 cement trucks, and it must be poured in 1 day. I gave a talk this morning to the congregation about don't go into lethargy in religious life and think that God and the devas and the gods are going to do everything for you simply because you ask. You yourself have to put out energy. You yourself have to put out willpower to fulfill your destiny. And then the gods, the devas, the angels, the inner plane beings, and also outer plane beings who are not always thinking about themselves will turn their head around and see your effort and help you on your way. Many people pray for money. Money's a commodity. It's merchandise today. And then they sit back and wait for it to come, for their business to improve, without doing anything to improve their business. How about that? And the business fails. And they wonder why the gods have forsaken them, my goodness. Certain about a reason, certain about of common sense and intelligence tells us that we too are devas, we too are angels. Maybe potential gods, who knows? But here we are, at this particular stage in our evolution, and we have to do our part with greater effort to make our dreams manifest And of course, we need a clear concept of our future. And there's 6 P's. Puja and prayer. A purpose, a plan. Persistence and push. That's what I said this morning. Should have been there. Buddha Day is another day. We talk together in cyberspace and I'm looking at you and you're looking at me. We're enjoying the feeling of Dorshan. We'll see you again tomorrow, which will be December 7th. A very wonderful day for you and a wonderful night of beautiful dreams. The next lessons that I'm reading for you, merging with Shiva, next 4 or 5 lessons are all on dreams. You'll enjoy them. You'll get to know yourself better, that secret self that you experience when no one is watching.